Yeah, King Jesus, the King who lives. Amen. Yeah. Man, I have loved this series that we've been in. Hopefully you've been here for this, man. It's been amazing. I love just the whole idea that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, obviously. But and today I think about this. I think, man, you know what else I love? I love Easter. Y'all love Easter? Anybody? Am I alone in that? Okay. I love Easter, but I don't love Easter the way that I did when I was a kid. Totally different. Yeah. See, when I was a kid, Easter was all about a whole different set of stuff. I mean, my family wasn't a church family at all. We didn't do church. We didn't do Jesus or nothing like that, but we did Easter. We did holidays. So, man, we would look forward to Easter coming because we knew that along with Easter came all kinds of candy, you know, the chocolate bunnies, the baskets full of toys. I mean, did y'all get toys on Easter? I don't know how that started, but I was cool with it, you know, like, yeah, give me some of that stuff. And of course, the best thing about Easter was the egg hunt, all right? Who doesn't love a good egg? In fact, you're the late service, so I'm guessing some of y'all have already had an egg hunt this morning, right? Raise your hand if you've had an egg. No. Okay, two of you. And y'all missing out. I tell you what, there were Easters where we would find the eggs that, by the way, we had colored the night before and somehow mysteriously got into the hands of the notorious Easter bunny. And we would find them, and then we would rehide them again, and then we would rehide them again and find them and again and find them. We just kind of redoing it because it was so much fun to find those eggs. Man, Easter. And I think, of course, the main character of Easter is who? Who said Jesus? Good answer. You guys have been to Sunday school. Of course it's Jesus. But I think about the Easter bunny. I'm a kid. I don't know any different. The Easter bunny. He's like the hero, right? Until I started getting older and I started to investigate this person, Jesus, who you just mentioned. And it's interesting because up until that time, Jesus had just been another legendary character in the story, kind of like the Easter bunny. I didn't know who he was. You know, he just kind of lived a long time ago. Just knew he was kind of a, you know, not so colorful character that he doesn't hide things. He's not as, you know, exciting. Until, again, I started to investigate. I started to think about who this Jesus was as I got older. And I discovered, like many of you today, the truth about the Easter bunny. The truth about Jesus. We find out, we discovered that Jesus is who history showed him to be. And this person that I used to write off as just somebody, you know, just another old character that used to live, started to come alive through the pages of Scripture. And found out that yes, indeed, history showed Jesus to be who the Bible says he is and who he was. That Jesus, the Son of God, left heaven to earth, God in the flesh. He came to earth to walk in this earth and live a perfect life right before our eyes on the pages of Scripture. That Jesus did miracles. He did things that only God could do. That he taught things with the authority of God that only God could teach. That he led a life of unprecedented love and compassion. And the things that he did, man, they've just rippled through the pages of history ever since. In fact, his life as he walked the earth ultimately led him to be crucified on a Roman cross publicly before hundreds. And he was put into a tomb, a guarded tomb, where he stayed for 3 days until on that third day, on that Sunday morning, Jesus got up out of that grave and walked out alive again, which is why we celebrate today the resurrection of Jesus. He came back to life. And not only did he come back to life on that day, but he walked on the earth for over a month. He appeared to his disciples. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that he appeared to hundreds of more people who saw him and they experienced the living Savior. After that, Jesus would go back to heaven on a cloud, and there he would live forever at the right hand of God. And you, when you live forever, your words live forever. The things you did live forever, which is why 2,000 years later, we are still sitting here today celebrating, worshiping, lifting up the name of Jesus, the King who lives. That is amazing, amazing news. And here's what you need to know today. Take this home with you. We're here because of the resurrection of Jesus. You know that. We're also here to see that the event that changed all of history forever, still changing lives today, forever. This historical event, the resurrection of Jesus, it's recorded in God's word to us. Hopefully you know what the Bible is. If you don't, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. We even have some free ones out in the foyer if you don't own one. But for right now, what I'd like you to do is just open up the Bible if you have one. There's also some in the front of your chairs. You can open up there. If maybe you have a neighbor that can help you find Luke chapter 24. See, the resurrection is recorded in the documentary accounts, the true stories written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in our Bibles. Dr. Luke gives us just a great account in Luke chapter 24. So we're going to look at the first 35 verses there as we open up. So Luke 24, 1 through 35, and the words will be on the screen as well. Luke 24, verse 1 says, on the first day of the week, like today, very early in the morning, the women who were following Jesus, the Christ followers, they took spices to the tomb. They went to take care of Jesus' body. And when they got there, verse 2, they found that the stone was rolled away from the tomb. What is going on? But So here's what happened. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. So they go to the tomb, the stone's rolled away, and the body is not there. And while they're wondering about this, because they're confused, two men suddenly show up. Their clothes are gleaming like lightning, and they stand beside them. It's like, what's going on? They're frightened. They bow down to these men, and the men ask them a question. Why do you look for the living among the dead? You got to understand this. They weren't looking for the living among the dead. They were looking for the dead among the dead. They had just seen Jesus crucified and buried before their eyes. They went there to take care of a dead body. And he said, why do you look for the living among the dead? And then they say these words. Listen to these words. Hear them. Let them sink into your heart. He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee? And these are the things we've been looking at in our sermon series over the last number of weeks. Jesus told you, don't you remember? The Son of Man must be delivered over in the hands of sinners. And he was. He would be crucified. He was. And on the third day, he would be raised again. Then they started to remember. They remember Jesus' words. They're astounded and they take off back to the 11. They got to go tell the disciples what is going on here. So they take off back to the disciples. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James. Specific names. Dr. Luke is very specific here. Verse 11, but they did not believe the women. The disciples, they just didn't believe. It's like nonsense. It says, look at those words. Because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Now, maybe you can relate to this. I know that I can. There was a time in my life where, you know, I read this story and I saw this and that's nonsense. Couldn't have happened. And like Peter, which I love what Peter does here, I had to see for myself, like many of you, and we gotta figure this out. If this is true, nothing else matters. So Peter gets up. You see verse 12? He gets up and he runs to the tomb. He had to find out for himself. He gets to the tomb. He bends over and he sees strips of linen lying by themselves. Strips of linen where the body was supposed to be, and the body's not there, but the linen is. And he goes away wondering to himself, what just happened? What had happened was Jesus rose from the grave, and he walked out alive again. In just a few moments, Peter and the disciples are going to experience the risen Savior themselves. Their lives would be changed forever by what they would see. But In Luke 24, right before this happens, we meet these two characters on a road to Emmaus. Luke 24, verse 13 to 35. And I love their story, so I want you to see it in living color on the screens up above. And this is in the New International Version. And as you're watching this, I would love for you to just put yourself into their sandals for a moment. Because I think these were men who were brokenhearted. They just seen something, you know, they couldn't get out of their mind. Jesus had died, was buried. I believe that they were in fear. They didn't know what was going to happen next. I think that they had lost hope. I think that they were ashamed. Maybe there was something they could have done to stop all this, and now he's gone, and they experienced loss. Loss. Their rabbi, their friend, was gone forever. Watch and see what happens.
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleophas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
He is not here. He is risen. That's what the women at the tomb heard. He is not here. He is risen. And then in verse 34, these disciples, "It is true. The Lord has risen. It is true, the Lord has risen. He's not here. He has risen. It is true. The Lord has risen. The truth of these two miraculous, life-changing, world-changing statements would entirely transform and change the lives of those disciples and every Christ follower since, beginning with the hundreds of people who saw him again, who saw him publicly, triumphantly, back from the dead. It absolutely transformed their lives. It changed them. Now, if you walked in this morning and you were caught a little bit by surprise by the stage, I don't know, maybe you were, maybe you weren't, you saw transformation. That's what transformation is. You walked in and things were different than they were last week. A lot of hard work went into this. All right, I tell you, man, it's been awesome. I hope you like it. It's pretty cool. But transformation happened. You walked in, you were surprised. Something changed. You were amazed. It's something worth talking about. That's what transformation is and does. The disciples were changed. They were transformed from the inside out by seeing Jesus alive again, and they couldn't stop talking about it. And not only could they not stop talking about it, they lived for it, that truth. They died for that truth. And here we are as a result. The resurrection of King Jesus, yes, it changed the disciples' lives and the world forever. And now it gives us faith that can change our lives forever. Lives that need resurrection faith. We need the faith in Jesus that has been affirmed and confirmed by the resurrection. By the resurrection, resurrection faith. You know, a couple weeks ago, we started these chalkboards. And I just want to say, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your stories. Thank you for sharing your emotions and the things that you're going through, either right now in your lives or things that you have been through. And because of the resurrection of Jesus, because you know that on the other side of the cross is the empty tomb, on the other side of some of these things is hope and restoration. You shared these amazing messages with us, and we've had the privilege of praying over these and reading some of these things. We need resurrection faith because we're broken. This is you. It's our family. You're broken. The body's broken. Broken because I lost my puppy. Broken. My family. Relationships, she broke up with me. The craziness in our world and sin. And sin, we're broken. Sin is the reason that all of this is true. This is our reality. This is who we are or who we were before we knew Jesus, broken. Broken heart and fear. Fear. I mean, look at this board, y'all. Look, this thing just filled up. Somebody just, this room is filled with fear or has been filled with fear. Just fear of losing my house. Fear of failure. Fear of not being good enough. Chronic pain. Cockroaches. Snakes. This is us. Fear of missing out, commitment, anxiety, so much fear. We need resurrection faith. Shame. I probably don't have to tell you this morning. And this world just filled with these messages that, you should be so much more and you should be ashamed of who you are. And, and if you just, if you invest in this product or maybe look at yourself different, then no, we're still filled with shame and guilt. Shame because of our anger. Shame, losing faith in him, adultery, things I've done in the past, pornography, abortion, shame. It just fills us. We need resurrection faith. Faith to know that Jesus can take this shame and loss. In loss, It's hard not to relate to the disciples back then when they realized Jesus was gone and the loss that they must have felt. Most of us in here know what that means. In fact, over the last couple weeks, we've lost like 5 family members from CCW here. They've gone to heaven. And some of you in this room today are feeling that loss. Because Grandpa's not here anymore. Grandma's not here anymore. Mom, Dad, it's loss. Maybe it's the loss of physical things, you know, your body. I see on here just theft, you know, somebody stolen from you. 2 miscarriages. My husband's love. Loss, shame, fear, brokenness. Now, this is who we are. We're family. We share, we go through these things. We know that. Y'all need to know. This is where we've come from. This is where some of us are. And y'all, this is why Jesus died. It's why he went to the cross to take our brokenness and our fear and our shame and our loss with him. This is the reason he died. You are the reason that he died. So you would know his love. So that you would know forgiveness. So that you would know death. You would know what life without him is like. It's very possible today that we're broken so that he can fix us. Broken. But you know what? Jesus didn't stay dead. Jesus didn't stay dead. He came back to life. He came back to life after 3 days, and he came back to life to bring us life because he had an answer for these things all along. In fact, he came back to life to be the answer to these things all along. You got to know that. He came back to life to show you his love. He came back to life to show you forgiveness. He came back to life to show you life. This is why he came. You are why he came back. So that by resurrection faith, you would know that the Jesus who lived and died also rose again, and you can put your trust in him, that you can follow his words and follow his example and put your trust and put your very life into Christ. Faith in the risen Jesus. Man, it can take broken things, broken lives. And what Jesus does is nothing short of miraculous. He takes what is broken and makes them restored. He makes them restored. You know what I'm talking about because the Bible tells us that Jesus makes all things new, that in Christ, the old has passed away and all things are made new, and you have been there today. Some of you, just like me, our lives have been to a place where we've been broken down and we don't understand why, and we put our trust in Christ and we start listening to what he says to do, and all of a sudden we start seeing him rebuild because Jesus is a rebuilder of broken lives. He is a restorer. He climbs inside of our lives and does all the work. We just have to put our trust in him. It's amazing. Faith in the risen Jesus takes our broken lives, our broken marriages. No matter where you are today, you need to know that. And fear. Fear. Y'all, we have a risen King. A risen King who replaces our fear. And he replaces our fear with hope. Hope. You gotta know, man, the disciples, they were in fear for 3 days. They didn't know what was gonna happen next. And when they saw Jesus, they saw hope. In fact, one of those disciples, Peter, later writes that God has given us a new birth into a living hope, a hope that is alive through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So I have to ask you, whom will I fear? What will I fear? Jesus' love drives out fear, and in Christ we have the hope of heaven. We don't have to fear anymore because we have resurrection faith. We know that he's trustworthy. We know he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Hope and shame. Shame. Jesus came out of the grave to change our shame into freedom. Freedom. Y'all got to know Jesus came out of the grave so that we could be free from shame and free from sin altogether. We are free in Christ. Resurrection faith tells us That our God is not a God of shame. He's not a God of guilt. He's a God who's forgiven us of our sin. And Jesus lived and he died and he rose again to set us free. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed, John tells us. That where the Spirit of the Lord is, we have sung this morning, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It's by the power of the resurrection. You don't have to live in shame anymore. You have to live in freedom. And where there's loss, Jesus came back to give us life. Jesus came back to life. 3 days Jesus was dead. And the whole universe felt the loss of the Son of God. But we know the rest of the story. We know the rest of the story. Jesus came back to life so that we can have life, so that you can have life. Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and he who believes in him will live, even though they die. Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, that no one goes to the Father except through me. But through Jesus, through the resurrected Jesus, we can have life and we can go to the Father. And in that life, we will have freedom and hope and we will be restored. Man, I hope that you will claim that life today. I hope that you will understand that today by faith, knowing that Jesus is with us even through the hardest of times. That Jesus is with us in our brokenness. Jesus is with us in our fear. He's with us in our shame. Going through our loss with us. But because of his resurrection, we can follow the words and the example of a risen Savior, a Savior who lives. We follow him towards restoration and we follow him towards hope and freedom and life. Life now. Today, abundant life and life forever in eternity with him because of Jesus, our resurrected Savior. Man, the resurrection of King Jesus, it is the event that changed our world forever. And it gives us the faith that we need to change our lives forever. Today, I hope that you will decide to be changed by the resurrection of Jesus, that you will put your faith in him, that you will understand who he is and begin to explore who he is, maybe for the first time. If you have questions, man, that's why we're here. That's why this church exists. We want to help you. We want to answer your questions if you have them today. We want to help you take whatever your next step is in your journey with Jesus. And if you're still going through, man, if you're going through brokenness or shame, we're here. We're going to be here to pray with you after the service today, all throughout the week. Hope that you'll get plugged into a small group or a ministry here, that you'll keep coming back next Sunday as we wrap up this series. And you got to know, man, as we go through shame and fear and loss, and we lock arms together as family. I hope you're not going through this stuff alone. That's what we're here for. We lift each other up and we follow Jesus together by the power of his resurrected Son. God did all that he needed to do by sending his Son Jesus to live and die and rise again. And I hope you believe that today. I hope you know today, by the power of Jesus and his resurrection, God did everything you need to do and it is finished. It's finished. But our work goes on, and we need this today. We need to know this story today and live by faith in that story today, and I hope you will. Do y'all believe that? Do you believe that Jesus has risen from the grave? Do you believe that he came to give us life so that we can go from this place, not just here in this room this morning, but leave this place to live for him? I hope you do. Let's go ahead and stand together, and let's sing this. It is finished, but our lives go on, and we're gonna walk by faith in the power and in the faith of resurrection. God, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us, God. I thank you for your Son, Jesus, for the fact that he meets us where we are. He forgives our sin. And today, for those of us in this room that need to hear this, God, I pray that you would bring us to faith in you, Jesus, a faith that will change our lives forever, just as it has changed the world forever. Thank you for the life we have in your resurrected Son, the King who lives. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.